Now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Miss Emmeline Platt is starting her second week as schoolteacher for Pine Ridge. And she seems to be making progress with her job in spite of school board president Lum Edwards' constant help. As we look in on the little community today, we find Scholar Cedric in the Jot'em Down store and library pouring out his scholastic woes to Abner. Listen.
Well, I don't see what you want to quit school so quick for, Cedric. The other day you used to tell me how much you liked it over there.
I know I did.
And you used to tell me how much you liked all the other young'uns in your class there, too.
Yes, Mama, I like my little chums fine. It ain't that.
Well, what do you want to quit for, then?
Well, I think the teacher, Miss Platt's, got it in for me. She's trying to hold me back.
Well, I thought you said she's awful nice and was helping you all she could.
Well, she was, but today I handed in a composition and she gave me an ought on it and told me I'd have to do it over again.
Give you an ought, huh?
Yes, Mom.
Well, that don't particularly mean that she's got it in for you, I'd say, Cedric.
Well, it must mean that because there weren't nothing wrong with my composition, I know that.
Well, maybe there was something wrong with it and you just didn't know it. Miss Platt ought to know more about it than you do, Cedric.
Well, she wouldn't know more about this composition because it happened to me. Never happened to her.
What never happened to her?
Falling off that horse.
What are you talking about, Cedric?
Well, see, the subject we had to write about was called My Most Exciting Experience.
Oh, I see. Ain't about falling off a horse, is that it?
Yes, Mom. Well, here, I got my composition right here with me. I'll read it for you.
Yeah, I'd love to hear it. Love to hear it, Cedric. It must be interesting.
And then you can see for yourself there ain't nothing wrong with it.
Yeah, go ahead and read it.
Well, now, listen good now.
I'm listening, Cedric. Go ahead, read.
My Most Exciting Experience. That's the name of it.
Yeah, I know that.
Wrote by Cedric Wolfgang Weehunt, fourth reader, Pine Ridge, Arkansas, USA of America.
Do you have to put all that down, Cedric?
No, Mom, but it looks good. I always put that part in red Crayolas. See there?
Oh, yeah, I see.
Put stars out there.
That does look pretty. Yes, sir. Well, go ahead, read the composition, Cedric.
My Most Exciting Experience. My most exciting experience was one day I rode a horse, which it ran away and I fell off in it. It was exciting.
Well, is that all of it?
Yes, Mom.
Well, law me.
Done off of him. It couldn't be any more.
Well, you got to say more than that in a conversation, old Cedric.
Well, ain't nothing more to say. That's what I wanted to say, and I said it, and I'm glad.
Yeah, but it's got to be longer than that, Cedric.
Well, that's what Miss Platt said, too, but I don't see how it can be no longer.
Well, that's easy, Cedric. Well, here, I can help you write that over in a jiffy here.
Well, I don't see what else you can do to it, hardly.
Yeah, let's see now. We'll figure out something. Let me look at that thing.
Yes, go on. Here it is, right here.
Let's see, well, first you start out by saying, my most exciting experience was. Oh, you got that, thank you.
Yes, Mama, I got that.
Yeah. And then you'd, well, next you ought to tell what you was doing.
I was riding a horse, what I was doing.
Yeah. And then next, why, you'd tell what happened.
Well, it run away and I fell off of it.
Yeah. Okay, that's just what you got down here, ain't it?
Yes, Mama, I told the truth. I put down, it was exciting, too. I just throwed that in extra.
Yeah, I see that here on the end of it.
I don't know what more you can say about it. That's exactly what happened.
Ought to be some way to make this longer, though, Cedric. Maybe you could tell a little bit about the horse, for instance. What color was it?
Gray. Want me to put that down?
Well, I don't know, Harley, Cedric.
Here, give it to me. I can write that good. The horse was gray.
No, wait a minute now, Cedric. Now that I hear that, that don't sound very exciting, just to say that. Gray ain't an exciting color, I don't believe.
Well, what is an exciting color? Yeller or red?
Yeah, but you can't say you got a yeller or a red horse. You'd have to say a bay or some sorrel or something.
Well, I'm willing to put it down if it'll make Miss Platt happy. I'll say he's green.
No, you can't do that, Cedric. That wouldn't help.
Well, we're whipped then, I think.
Cedric, are you sure this is the only experience you ever had just falling off a horse?
Yes, Mom, I think so. The only other one I can recollect was that time Winifred Redfield lawsued me for breaching a promise.
Yeah, that'd make nice writing. But I don't believe it'd be a very good subject for a kid in the fourth reader to hand in to his teacher, though.
No, Mom.
About somebody suing him for breach of promise.
Weren't as exciting as falling off a horse, no way.
Yeah, let's see. Maybe you ought to tell how you felt when you were riding along on that horse, Cedric.
Well, I weren't on it hardly long enough to tell, Mr. Abner.
Well, think hard, though, Cedric. You must have felt some way about it.
Well, near as I can recollect, I felt good.
Felt good, huh?
Yeah. About a week before that, I was down in bed with the measles, but by that time, I felt pretty good.
Well, no, I mean, did you feel excited or anything?
Oh, I must have. If that was my most exciting experience, I was bound to.
Yeah, that's right, Annie. Yeah, let's see here now. What thoughts sort of run through your mind, Cedric?
Mom?
I mean, what did you think about when you was riding along there on a horse?
Well, I don't recollect now.
Well, think hard. You must have been thinking about something. You just don't sit on a horse with a blank mind, Cedric.
I thought I was going to fall off, and I did.
Well, wasn't there anything else you thought?
Well, after I fell, I thought that's what I'd done.
Yeah, well, you're right there. Oh, me, is that all you thought about, Cedric?
Well, see, when you're falling off of a horse, Mr. Abner, that's about all you have time to think about.
Yeah, I reckon we better illuminate your thoughts in there. See, right now, they'd never make this composition any longer.
No, Mom, if I'd have known I was going to have to write about it, I'd have studied up something while I was falling off, but I just fell off.
You ought to think about them things, Cedric. Let's see. There ought to be something else you could put down here.
Well, ain't, though. I've been over this subject with a fine-teeth comb.
What color clothes was you wearing that day?
Oh, I don't recollect. Overhauls, I reckon.
Don't believe that'd be exciting, no way. How fast was he going on the horse?
Oh, I don't know. He never had no speedometer.
What was he galloping or trotting or pacing or what?
Yes, Mom, I believe it was.
Well, now there's something. That sounds sort of exciting.
Well, which?
Well, you could say he was galloping. That sounds better, I believe. Write it right in there after you tell about riding a horse. My most exciting experience was one day I rode a horse. Then you can put in, and we galloped away. Gallop, 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 gallop.
Did I write that in, gallop, gallop, gallop?
Yeah, sure. Fact says you can put in a whole batch of them gallops there. It'll make the composition longer. You might gallop for about a half a page there.
Well, I didn't stay on a horse long enough to gallop that fur, though.
Well, that don't matter,
Cedric. I didn't gallop about one line, I don't think.
Well, that don't make no difference. This don't have to be an absolute truth. All a teacher wants you to do is just practice writing anyway.
Oh, well, in that case, I'll just slap the gallops down there.
Yeah. Let's see what else we can get in there. Too bad you wasn't being chased by an Indian or something. That'd be exciting.
Well, if this don't have to be so, why don't we put that down there?
Yeah, sure. Why don't we?
Indian chef. I'd just leave be chased by an Indian if it'll help me get a better mark in school. I don't care.
Well, now, right after all them gallops, you could write down something like, all of a sudden I seen I was pursued by an Indian.
Pursued?
Yeah.
I thought you said I was being chased.
Well, that means being chased. I've heard Lum use that word. Pursued, pursued, or something like that.
That ain't nothing like being lawsuit, is it?
No, I told you it means being chased, Cedric.
Well, I don't want to get lawsuit again. Special not by no Indian.
Well, see
now. Winifred Redfield is bad enough.
What can we put down here? We've got the Indian. Still got about a half a page to go here, though.
Why don't we put down another Indian? That'll take up some more space. Might make him a big fat Indian.
All right, Dogas, I believe you got a good idea there, Cedric. We'll have a whole tribe of Indians chasing
him. Oh, my goodness.
And we'll put down all their names. That's a good idea.
Do you know them all that well?
We're just going to make them up. We'll have about a half a page of names there, and that'll wind up your composition. Dogas, that'll be long enough to suit Miss Platt, surely.
Well, I still don't see where you're going to get all them Indians' names, though.
Well, we'll get them. Let's see now. You can write down there something like, I galloped on, and pretty soon I seen I was chased by the following Indians. Rain in the face, his cousin, Rain on the head, Pocahontas, her papa, Mr. Honus, higher Wathies, and lower Wathies, middle-sized Wathies.
How come you know all them Indians?
I've known them a long time, Cedric. Then there was Sitting Bull, and Little Beaver, and Big Beaver, and Santa Fe Chief and his brother, Super Chief, and...
Wait a minute, Mr. Abner. Are you sure you've known all them for a long time?
Why, sure, ever since I was old enough to read, Cedric.
Well, ain't no use to hand that composition in, then.
Well, why not? Sounds good to me.
Yes, Mom, but if you've known them that long, they must be good friends of yours, and any friends of yours is a friend of mine.
Huh?
And if they're friends of mine, they ain't going to chase me. If they don't chase me, it ain't exciting. No, Mom, it ain't no use to hand that in.
Well, what are you going to do, then?
I believe I'll just put down there, my most exciting experience was the one day I rode a horse and fell off in it.
Well, that's what you started out with.
Oh, it is.
Why, sure.
Well, that's good, then.
Huh?
Anytime I can do a lesson over and not lose ground, I'm doing wonderful in that school. Well, so long, Mr. Abner.